of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
I hit the record button or it doesn't work. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, November 28th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. We have a wonderful show today. What is the show going to be first? Maricopa County meeting happening to certify the canvas. Then Fashiongate is trending. Then do you guys actually pay your hospital bills? Then for the finale, shit's about to go down. That's the show today. Before I get into it, few comments from new friends to the show. First, Lou, stop the intros. They're too long. Stop the intro. Fuck off. Suck my dick. Never happening. We've gone over this. Never happening. If I wanted to be a mindless YouTube slave, there would be no intro. I look at YouTube analytics. I know the intros are not good. I know that. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. There's a reason no one on YouTube has intros anymore, and it's because they literally hurt you. The intros hurt you. Don't care. I like them. Called personal preference. It's called sending a message, motherfuckers. They have meaning. There's meaning to them. There's meaning. Who was the woman in yesterday's intro? Who were the people screaming, "We accept you"? What did it all mean, Lou? What's it mean to you? That's what matters. What's it mean to you? What did yesterday's intro mean to you in the context of the show? It's the best fucking part. Anyways, not getting rid of intro. Maybe when I do Temple Sticks daily shows every day later this year, maybe then you'll get no intro, but not right now. Don't worry, there will always be regular shows. I will never stop doing regular shows, ever. They're my baby. But I may do a more Sticks Temple-esque show for the algorithm. I mean, that's what people want. You know what people want, guys? They want you to shit out 5-minute long videos. They just get to the fucking point. Regurgitate the news, Lou. Shit it out into my plate so I can eat it. Faster, faster. Get it into my mouth, Lou. Chew it faster. Throw that shit up into my mouth, Lou. Fuck. I'm chewing as fast as I can. The next suggestion was, can you guess? This one always goes hand in hand with the get rid of the intro. What is it, guys? Stop giggling, Lou. Stop giggling. Never happening. I couldn't stop giggling if I wanted to. And I couldn't stop if I wanted. It's just too amazing to watch everything burn down around me. And the final complaint was the avatar, the Animu avatar. I've talked over just the board in the past. It's boring. It's fucking boring, bro. Trust me. Boring. The avatar is much more foony. I do wish my mouth flaps matched better. Some days are better than others. I don't know. It just has to do with my camera or something. If I want the mouth flap to match better, I need to get an iPhone. I have to get an iPhone, guys. I need the face tracking iPhone software or something. It's just how it is. I need the iPhone for better mouth flaps. Maybe eventually I'll get an iPhone for the mouth flaps. Apple is just so faggy. I really don't want an Apple phone. Really don't want an Apple phone. I kind of need one for the show, though. Okay, let's get into the thread, shall we? Maricopa County meeting happening to certify the canvas. How could Maricopa certify such a shenanigan-infested shit show? Let's see. Goddamn. I'm dying. Still sick. I'm dying. Okay, there's no way in seven hells I'm watching this video. So I guess we'll just read the comments. Let's see. First post is an American saying one person claps for the board members. Sad. Should have been zero people. This American says, it's disgusting how they're just jerking each other off with how botched it was. I can only imagine. This American says, they want to shut this down the first chance they get. I agree. This American says, holy based old lady calling these fuckers sinners. You're pissing grandma off. It's not a good look. Look at the seven traitors to the United States. I mean, I hope people are just ripping them apart, but it won't matter if they don't do anything. This American says, this election in Maricopa County is a huge deal. If the election is nullified, as it should be, and redone with impartial oversight, there'd be a GOP Senate pickup. Exactly.
A huge deal. In Harris County, Texas, apparently did the same thing. Same exact type of steal. Many such cases, bro. To get rid of the voting machines. This American says, sorry for being a retard. What's this about? Internet searching is not giving me a straight answer. Dude, what? What do you mean, what's this about? Like, 5+ counties in Arizona would not certify. And now, we're about to see if Maricopa will certify. This American says, some guy in the crowd just yelled, your time's about up too, to the chairman. Dude, really? I mean, these guys need to be scared for their fucking very lives. These people need to be scared for their lives. These people need to be investigated and removed and arrested, really. This American says, I don't get it. Are they doing the certification process because there might be fraud and they want to correct it? Or are they doing it because they don't want the fraud to be corrected? Whose side is this board? The board is against us, okay? The board is corrupt, globo, homo, entrenched deep state. That's what the board is. They're the same people that allowed voting machines in Maricopa County and shit. And I don't know, it's just corrupt as fuck. The certification process itself has to be done. They have to certify the votes to say that they're legit. I mean, that's just part of the process. If they don't certify the votes, they aren't certified. There are no votes. That's how it works in America. Representative Republic. This dude says, nigga looks like he's made of polygons. That dude's nose is very angular. Very angular nose. Weird. So weird. We didn't cheat because words, but doesn't confront any of the actual arguments. Yeah, many such cases. That was Tim Pool talking about Adam. Words. I don't know, let's skip ahead. What happened? Are they done yet? This American says, ha ha ha, they steal the election and lecture the people who are pissed off about it. This is hilarious. That's why I don't even want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Don't want to touch that video. This American replies, you just gotta love it. Gavin Guy states over 30 people that morning request a recount investigation. Admits he literally did not listen. Admits he only listened to anyone stating voting was hard, not about potential fraud. Lectures anyone who questions him. Misinformation. Echo chambers. Absolute keck. I don't even want to imagine it. This guy says, guacamole, your penis. Fuck. That's what this whole thing is, guacamole, penis. This American says, why was every single person speaking out at the Maricopa certification meeting so fucking fat? Like every single one of them was obese. Isn't it hot in Arizona? How are you not sweating off the pounds? Welcome to America. Welcome to America. Land of the fast food and the french fries and the fucking hamburgers and the pizza. My favorite, pizza and milkshakes. That's my two favorite things in the world. Pizza and milkshakes. How could someone live without having pizza and milkshakes? Preferably at the same time. Pizza and milkshakes at the same time. Yes. Anyways, that's why. Moving on, next thread. Fashiongate trending. Ooh, this was Ponu Central sent me this. Salt Shaker sent. Oh, fuck, Salt Shaker. Oh my god, Salt, I'm sorry. I have to talk about Salt now. I'm glad I reminded myself. These shows are done live. Guys, I gotta work all day, and then I come home, I do the show, I forget shit. Salt Shaker. Salt Shaker. Where? Salt Shaker. Fuck. He got nuked again. Salt Shaker, this is because I... Salt Shaker... I apologize. This is literally because I took nuked off of my website. Remember when I said Salt Shaker's not nuked anymore on my website? Salt Shaker's not nuked anymore. Fuck. Fuck. I fixed it, Salt. I fixed it. I fixed it. And you're banned. I did it. I did it with my voodoo web hosting hacks. I don't know. Love it. Anyway, Salt's banned. Rip, Salt. I don't know what to say, bro. I feel you. Been there. Welcome to my YouTube account in 1 week. Welcome to my YouTube account in 1 week. Fuck. This is gonna literally be my YouTube in 1 week, Salt. So I don't really know what to say. Sorry. It sucks. I know the pain. Start more channels. Odyssey. Rumble. Goyim TV. Dude, we're so close to 3,000, Salt. Very sad, no more 3,000. You should just post to your Telegram, dude. Your Telegram was getting hundreds of hits, bro. When I posted stuff on Telegram, one person would look at it. Probably you. But if you reposted it, I would get hundreds of views from the videos. Because people love you, Salt. They love your content. You should at least post on Telegram. People will watch you on Telegram. Go post on Gab or something. Gab is pretty popular. Salt. Whatever. We gotta talk about child sacrifice now, Salt. I gotta move on. I gotta talk about child sacrifice. Here's Lada Volkova, a top designer for Balenciaga and Adidas. Balenciaga. I don't know why I didn't know how to say Balenciaga that one episode. Whatever. I know now. Balenciaga. I'm not fucking retarded. Show me how to say it once and I got it. I'm glad I didn't know how to say it. Fucking pedophile fucks. It goes so deep. The rabbit hole goes so deep. Their jannies are insta-banning Balenciaga threads. Some German with Reddit spacing tries to debunk it. Dumb. Not even reading its post. Its post. Not reading it. So obvious. Don't even need to.
There was never child sacrifice. She was never artist or producer. Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up. Someone posts Q shit. Stop. Stop.
Bah.
That's what I think of fucking Q. Oh my gosh, this guy posts, wake up. There's another PSYOP. Dude, that's what Elon posted. Did Elon fucking steal that from this thread? Here, right here. Found it. Look. I wake up. There's another PSYOP. I wake up. There's another PSYOP. Dude, is this the thread where he got it? This has to be. It was only posted an hour ago. Doesn't match. Doesn't match up. I was getting hyped for no reason. Whatever. A lot of the talk is just about the symbolism of within the art itself. How it links to pedophilia and stuff. Yeah. A lot of the Clinton emails and going through those was linking the terms to known pedophile phrases and shit. Like the weird emails where they're talking about very strange food and shit. Food or like people or something. It's pretty obvious. Talking about children. Nah, I don't know. Is this Pizzagate level yet? We're not even close to Pizzagate with this stuff, I don't think. Not even 1/10 Pizzagate levels. Not even 1/10. Next thread. I think this is the penultimate thread, really. Do you guys actually pay your hospital bills or do you just let it go to collections and don't respond? Depends on the state. Depends on what state you're in. If you're in California, they will pay for everything for you. If you have no insurance, they will pay everything. It's one thing I liked about California, man. Paid for everything. Kind of nice. I've had a 80,000 plus hospital bill, guys. $80,000+. And California paid for it. Thank you, California. Thank you. Thank you, socialism. Love you, socialism. In some very rare instances. Thank you. I'm for socialized medicine. I mean, that system's already corrupt as fuck. I hate big pharma. I don't care. Socialized medicine. Fuck. Not Obamacare. That was god awful. Obamacare was worse than Romneycare. If you guys had ever heard of Romneycare, Romney had pushed for this healthcare type pay scheme thing. I don't know. Obamacare was worse than Romneycare, and Romneycare was right wing. So Obama's whole accomplishment for his term was supposed to be socialized medicine, and he controlled Congress. They had every branch of government. Obama, that's the thing I don't get with the Democrats. They always control every house of government, and they just shit it away. They shit it away. You shit it away. Obama could have had socialized medicine. He could have had healthcare for all. The Democrats really wanted it. They could have got it. But instead, we got the hellscape bill known as Obamacare that brought us nothing but pain and misfortune. And also destroyed our medical system, by the way. It destroyed our medical system to this day. To this day. It is so hard to get a correct doctor. Normal doctors are shit now. You have to go to specialists now. It's just so different than it used to be. You used to be able to go to like a family doctor and he would do almost everything. One doctor would do everything. Now it's like you go to the doctor. Oh, you got to go to the ear, nose, throat doctor. Oh, you got to go to the foot specialist. Oh, you got to go to this fucker. Oh, go on this 10-year waiting list. See you in a fucking year and half open. I'm on vacation during the month you're scheduled. Sorry, get back on that waiting list. Like, I mean, fuck, man. It's literally where we're at in our healthcare system. It's fucking awful. So I'm not completely right wing on that. Fuck our healthcare system. It's fucking bad. It's terrible. It's corrupt. Insurance is corrupt. Everything about it is corrupt. We pay like 7 middlemen. It's dumb. It's Jews all the way down. Destroy the insurance companies, this American says. This don't tread on me and on response / thread insurance is a scam. Yep. It's a literal legal Ponzi scheme. It's like the lottery. It's like legal gambling. It's just shit that's been legalized by Jews so the government could take advantage of it as a tax. Ugh. Frustrating and dumb. Finale thread of the day. Shit's about to go down. Elon Musk tweet says, the Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published on Twitter itself. The public deserves to know what really happened. Wow, is Elon gonna make like a whole news page dedicated on Twitter to the fucking Jewish corruption? You know, it's gonna be a whole page of Jews. It's gonna be a page of Jews. And Elon's just not gonna name them. He's just gonna say what they are doing, but he's not going to name them. Get what I'm saying? This dude says Hunter Biden's laptop, and he has the two. Ah, this was so good. This is the intro to one of my episodes. Let's watch. Yes, that's accurate. This Brit Bong says, and before he commits suicide, dude, that would be the biggest loss to our fucking planet ever. That's the hardest working billionaire in existence. I need Elon to get us to Mars before he dies, please. Thank you. Get us to Mars, Elon. You can't die. We need you. We need him. We need that man. Don't let the kikes kill him with heart attack pills. This Aussie says, is it finally over for the establishment or will the retaliation be a lot worse? That sounds like Ken. Is that you, Ken? Is that you, Ken? Ken made an appearance in my thread last night. Hello, Ken. I missed you. I don't think he watches my shows. It's okay. I love you, Ken. I missed you. You keep playing with my emotions, Ken. You're gone. You're back. You're gone. Fuck. Better watch your content before it gets deleted. Fuck. Missed you. Good times. What did Elon mean by this? My bedside table? Diet Coke with no caffeine? No caffeine? I don't like caffeine very much either, Elon, but God, if I have Coke, it has to have caffeine in it. I don't like coffee, but I like Coke with caffeine. I don't know, just regular Coke is, it's my goy slop of choice, besides those fucking ropes, the bacon. Besides the bacon, that's my goy slop of choice. It's my liquid goy slop choice, okay? Liquid goy slop, Coke. Physical goy slop, bacon. Has to be Airheads bacon, though. No off-brands. You can't off-brand the bacon. Okay, it has to be name-brand bacon goy slop, okay? They have genetically engineered sugar crystals, okay? It's genetically engineered sugar crystals. Goy slop. Where did that come from? Fuck. Oh my God, the guy that said he would commit suicide got fucking 777s. No, 777s. Fuck, I didn't check. Fuck checked. God. Not good. Hopefully Keck is sleeping. Hopefully Keck is sleeping. This dude says, anyone know what this is? I was wondering the same thing. I was thinking some religious thing. This dude says, isn't it from the Marvel movies? It does kind of look like that double-ended dagger that Thanos had. This dude says, reference to real cosmetology. Wow. Huh. Real cosmetology. Elon knows it's all bullshit with the space faggotry. So what, he put that there to... for the flat earthers. If worn, it serves as a warning to remind the absolute indestructibility of knowledge. That's kind of cool. I can't wait for these Twitter files to come out. What are they going to be? What's it going to be about? I know it's going to involve the Jews. I know it will. Can't wait. So excited. I can't wait. How are they going to push society forward? How are they pushing society forward, guys? How is the Jews pushing society forward? Who knows? We're gonna find out. Thank you, Elon. This guy's popping his popcorn. Yes. Popcorn, yes. Maybe I'll make some popcorn live on the show. This guy's like, thanks, Elon. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Based possum. Give us the files, Elon. Give us the files. Yes, give us the files. Q predicted this. Fuck you. Fuck you. That rhymed. I'm the lyrical master. Listen, Zionist children of El, lovers of only evil, your time is coming quick. What's your AI cube telling you right now about the foreseeable future? What's the outlook on your success? How many ways are you about to lose? This American says, wow, it's real. He posts a pistol on his nightstand and a motherfucking Pepe meme. Jesus will be here soon. His modern day apostles are Yi and Elon. They're getting the world ready. Yeah, maybe. Speaking of Yi, I guess we'll finish on the big news. The big fucking news. Yi and Milo and Nick, they're all going to be on Tim Pool's show. I didn't want it. There's no way I'm putting Tim Pool in this show today. I've had Tim Pool on too many shows. No, I won't do it, Tim. You're not going to bait me into another fucking show about you. Fuck off. Pim the Fool Tool. I won't do it. I won't do it. Look at this picture. Is Milo sniffing his hand? What the fuck is he doing? And look at this. He's reading the fucking Bible. What bullshit, Milo. Bullshit. You're such an actor, Milo. Is he like praying? What the fuck? Milo is such a fucking actor. Milo, you're such a fucking... You're a brilliant actor, Milo. God, I'm one with Jesus Christ. I'm reading a fucking Bible on the plane with Yi. Look at... Is Nick wearing Adidas socks? Nick, that's in poor taste, Nick. I think Nick's just a fucking idiot sometimes. Why are you wearing Adidas socks, Nick? What the fuck? What an idiot. Nick's an idiot. Nick's a fucking idiot. Also, I think Nick is in control of Kanye's Twitter account now. I don't know. Who knows? What the fuck is going on? Also, why are you drinking Fiji water? It's literally tap water from Hawaii or Fiji or what? It's tap water. Literal fucking tap water. Weird. Weird. I don't know. What's going to happen on a Tim Pool show? Fuck, nothing important. I guarantee it. This is so psyoped now. I just have no faith in Kanye at all anymore. I'm blackpilled as fuck, guys. This is all a psyop to me now. This is all a fucking psyop. This whole fucking thing. I'm so blackpilled. People are probably so happy and I'm the opposite. Fuck. And you know I want the white race to succeed. You know I hate...
Watch out!
But this is just not good. This will destroy MAGA. This will not progress us forward. They must run Democrat. They must run Democrat or it is all for nothing. Kanye must run Democrat or it is all for naught. That is the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Tell Kanye to run fucking Democrat or I'll be very angry. Goodbye.
Next, I'll cut my penis off and go trans.